Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is generally considered that Islam is a very intolerant religion, and one of the manifestations of this intolerance is that people often present the fact that Abraham bashed idols in his own times. He actually was very intolerant, and he came forward and he destroyed the deities which were worshipped in those times. So therefore, on the basis of this incident, it is regarded that Islam is intolerant to other religions. And in fact, we also know that in recent times, the Buddha statues, which are called the Bamiyan in Afghanistan, they were destroyed simply because people thought that it was an Abrahamic tradition of destroying statues. Now, first of all, it needs to be considered that the primary motive of destruction is in this matter behind Abraham needs to be determined. If he was destroying idols simply to root out polytheism, of course, then this could become a basis of deducing the fact that Islamic religion or the Abrahamic faiths, they condone destruction of the statues of the other religions whom they worship. Now, if we analyze this incident in the Quran, it comes to the foreground that this was not the case. Abraham did not destroy idols. He did not bash the idols because he wanted to uproot polytheism or he wanted to have it destroyed and completely decimated in his land. On the other hand, it was a whole scheme which he had adopted. He wanted to tell the other worshippers that idols or deities which could not even defend their own selves, how could they worship them? And for this purpose, he destroyed some of the idols and placed his axe on the largest of those idols. And when the people asked that, why did you do that? He said that, why don't you ask this idol for your own self? And we know from the Quran that they themselves actually recanted and they thought of the fact that they were doing something wrong. But then arrogance overcame them and they did not accept this whole preaching endeavor on the part of Abraham. So therefore, it needs to be understood that this whole act of idol bashing on the part of Abraham was not something to uproot polytheism or to destroy polytheism, and one cannot adduce from it that one should destroy statues or other worship identities which are identities for other religions. On the other hand, we have to be tolerant to all other religions in this matter, and we know that if we conquer, for example, if some non-Muslim country or non-Muslim subjects are living under Muslim rule, then even if they worship idols, then their places of worship shall stand protected simply because they are the citizens of an Islamic state and they cannot be destroyed. And one cannot deduce from this idol bashing act of Abraham that all statues stand destroyed and all statues which are worshipped shall be stand destroyed. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisairil muslimina wal muslimat.